Psalm 119, Part 6, Lesson 6, Preface. It is not enough to hear the Word of God once in a lifetime, or once a year, for the carnal mind has a weak memory for the Word of God, and it is soon forgotten. As long as our feet can carry us, as long as we have ears to hear, our face should be familiar in the house where is heard the sound of God's Word. Neither is it enough if we are hearers only. We must be doers of the word. They that are forgetful hearers and not doers of the word are not profited by it. Yea, the servant which knew his master's will, yet did not prepare himself to do according to it, will be beaten with many stripes. Hearing with the bodily ears, we must also hear with the ears of the soul. We must receive the word with meekness, and not cast it from us, or foreclose the heart against it. The word of Christ we must store up in a believing heart as the word of salvation. For this very purpose, the word of the cross is preached, that we should hear and should believe, and believing should have life through the name of Him who bare our sins in His body on the tree. And having received the word in a believing heart, we must not allow it to be choked again with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, but must grant it room to bring forth fruit, even the fruit of the Spirit, which is pleasing to God and beneficial to men. As a living seed, the word is praised in the sixth lesson. Cough. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, When wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Summary. The first part of this text teaches that all hope is vain which is not founded on the Word of God. All hope for heaven, which is not based on the Word of God, is a delusion and a snare for the soul. The hypocrite's hope shall be cut off, and his trust shall be a spider's web. Job 8:14. When the wicked dies, hope is lost, and the expectations of those trusting in their works will perish. Alone, the hope built on the promise of grace will remain green and will be realized in everlasting fruition. The second part teaches that all truth and all perfections without the Word of God are vain. There are many earthly truths, natural facts which man has used to employ the powers of nature for his benefit. Machines are constructed which work to a nicety and produce many commodities. Inventions have been made which beautify man's life and serve for his convenience. These are earthly truths and earthly perfections of earthly value. But where will all these remain when the earth will be burned up and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Let us hold the Word of God. It is the anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Prayer. Thou Spirit of the living God, teach us to know and to consider the vanity of all earthly things, that we may be made truly wise, and lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, that our souls may not be left empty. Cause thy word to grow in us, and bring fruit which will remain unto eternal life. Amen.